So today I'd like to talk about distraction because it's a very common theme that we all have to face here. It's a game where it's really difficult to resist a distraction. There are many different distraction signatures, and distraction is sent in all kind of forms. Of course, the distraction is engineered for us and chosen for us. It's going to be different for different spirited beings, according to what they are susceptible to fall for, their programming, what can potentially work in terms of derailing them. And the architects, of course, and different alien groups are keep on making up here a great show, right? Where it's difficult to resist all the derailments program that are proposed to us. Of course, it's engineered for us not to have enough quiet space in order to be with ourselves, to dive deeper in what we are, even to recover from the gaslighting, to exit denial, to break through cover memories, all of that. So it's really a realm of great subjugation here. Now, on the public scene, you have a lot of distraction going on with triggering events of distraction, of course. These operations work differently depending on what they are targeting exactly. You have some that are great at triggering fear, and scared states. Others are there to trigger false hope. Anything that is not realistic. The best distractions are made up for us here and then proposed to us entering our collective life or our personal lives. You have a lot of very controlled players. They tend to back up each other as well. And in all cabal related content, you will not find a lot of real healing, right? It's going to be handling you in some ways. It's going to make you feel a certain way. It's going to make you feel scared. It's going to make you feel unworthy and all these different kind of things. Then we find, I mean, you have the macro narratives that we find on the public scenes, and if we study our personal lives, you will also find a lot of micro narratives there, and small or not so small derailment programs are proposed to you. So any of these operations, they are meant for us to stop focusing on ourselves or to discourage that, to discourage us to focus on our needs, on our progresses, on even tuning to what is necessary for us to focus on today. So in our today reality, right? For example, our homes generally require attention, even the way we relate with our living space, the way the very exact place we place anything in our living place, all of that. Then we find the different narratives, the conflict narrative, the war narratives, the political narratives, the public health narratives, the country. I mean, it's really interesting to see all that's going on, like the climate change, false claims, etc. Right? They play on very specific programming, the guilt, the shame, feeling bad, and then but when you're aware of how many backdrops are here. It's not anytime soon that everybody's gonna go for zero waste or or such things like that. Like it's meant to trigger other programming, like when you see your backdrop neighbors with three bags of three bean bags, right? It's meant to trigger something. I mean, it's all very cleverly designed for extra triggers in many different forms. Triggers are very interesting things, just very personal as well. So we find a lot of distraction, of course, in engineered relationships, and a lot of our relationships are engineered and therefore also meant for distraction. The systems, the control systems here, like to pair us, to distract us, to drain us, to keep us on our weakest timelines. The computer systems will use anything and anyone available around, whether they are real or not, to distract us and to get us back into our programming, to make us forget, to encourage us to blend with the 3D as well. These relationships, sometimes, if they are with other spirited beings, they are meant also to keep us busy with each other, looping in some kind of programming or triggering. And of course, it's a distraction from doing the real work on our own or healing or these kind of things. You have many different destructor energies, like you have from the spiritless, from the NPCs. These are generally, like, especially the basic template, the basic spiritless templates. You're gonna have a frequency to them that gets easier and easier to recognize. It gets more complex when it's with other spirited beings who are under mind controlled or who are thought injected to send you a message for distraction, for example. Now, at the time, I wasn't able to really put the words on it, but I could sense and feel the frequencies of what was going on when I was traveling. Traveling was a big distraction for me. I knew there was some empty socializing. Later, I could, put the term backdrop and NPC on that. It made a lot of sense that I was looking for a spark that I was rarely finding. And even when I was finding it, we were at different levels, with different understanding of what this game is about. So there was a lot of years spent in distractions, of course. You also find a lot of time pressure triggers. These are meant to trigger your adrenal glands. So they are interesting triggers to observe. If there are any NPC around, the computer system can access them to create disturbance, to weirdly cross your boundaries, to create noise. Just very interesting. Now, there is a specific feeling that we feel when we are going out adventuring in the simulation game. Sometimes it can bring a sense of comfort, like these matrix atmospheres. You feel differently because you kind of get lost into it. Like it's a distraction from your own living space and the next steps. And sometimes the crowd have a very specific effect on your energetic field as well. Or some NPCs with their naive version, they can also kind of have a sedation-esque aspect where it can be a distraction from a deep depression as well. Many different beings are sent as distraction to further entangle and entrap us on an everyday basis. A lot of beings are also, and a lot of distractors are trying to get our engagement with the interface, especially online. You know, you don't always know who is there writing to you, but you can definitely pick up the frequency signatures of how they are approaching you the first time. Are they trying to trigger any programming? Like, save your programming is a big one. Like, help me. Are they using you as a garbage bin, right? Writing a letter already of their problem, you know, hoping you will read and, you know, get everything in together without any form of energy exchange or even introduction in this case. So, you know, maybe in the past I would have read, you know, these kind of messages, but in one, you know, in one glance, you can already pick up the signature of what's going on and, you know, just resist to engage in any form of ways with what's going on, all these attempts. And you can also find a lot of repetition, right? Like a lot of NPC will ask online, will kind of repeat the same boundary crossing, like trying to get you to, trying to extract something out of you, right? Because it insists, it persists, and by insisting, you know, it tries to gaslight you, right? To make you think this is real. So of course you have a lot of spiritless beings being used for access, for distraction. You have a lot of fake people being sent to your life. If you are a healer, you will have a lot of fake client requests, and you will feel it when you work with real energy and when you work with distraction energy. It's really not the same kind of fulfillment you get out of it. And the same kind of alignment that you are finding in it. Now, stalkers and harassers and gang stalkers are also their own kind of distraction. They are meant to target our frequencies. They are there for to increase confusion. Sometimes we just wonder, what is this about this time? So harassment is definitely also a distraction. And there are many, many different attempts of infiltrations in our everyday basis. I mean, our device is another form of distraction, right? So it just interrupts the order. Some beings can just contact you at a specific moment to lower the frequency of what you were building at the, at this exact moment, especially if it's a moment where your frequency is really high and you feel very good. You're gonna have maybe someone in your network trigger to message you about something. Maybe they were thinking about contacting you for a while, but it's gonna be that moment where they have this extra boost of energy and they can contact you. So having our device shut down the page so we don't see all the time the notification really helps. I noticed that when I the only time where I let my phone on, you know, you receive random calls from you know, carriers, postage carriers or different things. It's rarely very important. Now, the people we live with, whether they are real or not, can also be used for distraction. They have their own needs. And of course, AI animals are gonna be used only as distractions, because the relationship we have with them is not even real. It's a projection. So only for our own enjoyment. Now, handlers are there, of course, for distraction. This is one of their big role here. They can be sent as a distracting handler for time management, for lowering our frequencies. They're gonna be used for interruption. They're gonna be triggered in their programming. It depends if they are real or not, but let's say they are spirited. You know, the mainframe is gonna direct their programming, and they're probably not even aware of that, how teleguided they are, and how teleguided the conversation with them feels as we zoom out, right? A lot of beings here, even the spirited ones, are losing their themselves in distraction. They are running to distraction. They are seeking actively distraction. They need to practice frequency signature discernment, right? And of course, distraction is a great way not to be doing the work. A lot of beings are going to be easily mind injected. I mean, it's happening all the time, but there is also a signature to that. If you have like a persistent thought, and you know, there is a signature to that, and you know, you can kind of choose to resist. Resist it, resist the programming that is trying to activate. It's generally trying to mix with some of your programming, like external authority programming, like you need this new handler in your life, or you know, report to your handler programming, these kind of things. The more corrupted or broken reels here are also gonna be used for distraction because they are well involved with their sabotage programming. They have no understanding about the alter system. They think that these logical reasons are real, the ones that they are presenting to you to resist healing. So of course they are used this way as well. And of course, romantical relationships are used for distraction as well. If you're not finding the small percentage of you know, genuine romantical relationships, and when you look back on these relationships, whether they are romantical or not, you can generally pick up the signature of a setup and a distraction. Now, you have sometimes some beings messaging you at specific times to trigger specific programming, like the time pressure triggering, right? Because it's gonna, you know, activate your adrenaline, just force you to, if you are willing to cooperate with the command, to do things differently, maybe faster than you would have done with your own natural rhythm, right? Now you have a lot of triggering also that are there to triggers that are there to activate your savior or your self-doubt. Now, in my case, I had a lot of engineered relationships, a lot of relationship engineered during travels, and my dreams were seeded for me to leave to a specific location, even to leave. My dreams were seeded to give me that idea, and then you think that's this idea that is your own. That's why it's very important to really observe the signature of our own thoughts, because some have been implanted. It's like your mind can also be implanted to create division with another being, because you know the architects do not like the direction things are going. So your dreams are being seeded, and then you're wiped. So you don't really remember, but you grow apart from this person that is actually an ally or things like that. And if you don't pay attention, sometimes you have like a little bit of a residue memory from the dream. So you know that is going on, but it still will influence you. It is as if you have experienced something negative with that person in the dream world. It creates suspicion, distrust, things, it puts things that are not there. It distorts, of course. So it's very complex to navigate all of that. Because even if you're aware of it, it's hard not to let it influence the relationship you have with somebody else, and especially the positive aspects. You have a lot of 3D distraction as well. 3D things needing repair, needing our attention, things breaking down, people requiring assistance, different things. You have also a lot of distracting noise around us, right? The neighborhood, the sirens, the neighbor gardening, the alarms, right? The car alarms, the helicopters, the air harassment method as well, the airplane, right? And you get used to these noise, dog barking or these kind of things, especially if it's an AI animal. Right, we have to really keep up with all the things that needs repair. And there is a lot to do for us to keep on crafting our reality, right? A lot of details just requiring our attention. Now, of course, you also have food, which is a big distraction. It's very solid liquid aspect. It's generally lowering our frequency field, right? And I remember someone participated to one of my course said that life was boring without food, like the enjoyable aspect, of course. Without that, it probably we become also more aware of maybe sometimes or depression. So it's hiding a lot of things. And we can use it for gratification sometimes. So whether it's that or addictions to other substances or habits, all addictions are distractions. And so is the entertainment industry. Of course, you have different levels of distraction, from the addictive scripts, the reality TV, the celebrities, to the Illuminati talk, right? Also distraction to overanalyze and stay on that still very 3D level as well can be a distraction. You feel it when you're spiraling into that kind of research. You might think it is doing the work, but it is not really at a certain point, right? If you're just opening your eyes, it is useful, but then there is a moment where it's not anymore, and you will pick the signature because you will feel the spiral around you. So we are very easily distracted because of our programming and the activation of alters also within us. So alters can get distracted by different things. They can also get very excited about different things, and kind of convincing you that it's gonna turn out this way. So let's go. We also have to deal with a lot of attention disorder, right? To focus is very hard, especially due to the addiction to internet that is very plugging to all our system, nervous system, endocrine system. So it's just like a hard drug. Falling asleep is a great distraction from our alters, being triggered into that state, right? This is their role of distraction. Actually, many alters have a distracting function, and it's made for us never to get to the core of who we are really. Now, we can be triggered into our savior programming or or severe implant can get triggered. You really have to navigate that. It's a specific programming being activated. And of course, being involved in saving anyone is not really helpful, especially if they are spiritless. Once again, there is a great deal of irony there. Now, other beings around us are also falling for a lot of distractions. They might not recognize the frequency signature of the distraction. And sometimes that's why they cannot really, meet you where you are, because they will be falling for the distraction and are easily distracted as well. So we definitely all need to be working on integrating our altars because they are a great source of distraction in our lives. And so is specific programming, like beta sex kitten programming can be a great source of distraction in our life as well. And family programming as well, or desire to help, but when it's focused in an unfruitful place, right? When it's being directed, when you're not really helping the right person, right? So I also noticed that there are different distraction NPC spiritless beings sent to create a timeline, possible timeline collapsing, where to create danger in what you are building, for example, to cause a timeline collapsing. Now, having no distraction can sometimes be unbearable. So there is a balance to find in how much we can cope with at this time, because no distraction can also let room for other programming to be triggered, like the wound of non-recognition or things like that. Generally, we will feel it when we are caught in a bad loop of distraction. At least at some point, we will kind of realize it and snap out of it. You can have this observer mind thing, like realizing what you are doing right now, right? You're realizing that you are scrolling on social media and you didn't really choose to do that. It's not a conscious choice, it's an habit. Realizing that you are taking that glass to your mouth while you're dry fasting for a little longer. So these kind of things and gesture that are programmed in us. So sometimes distraction is tempting. And I would say even has its place when internal suffering is barely bearable. So there is a function as well to sometimes shift the energy for distraction. Sometimes it can give you something to structure around. Sometimes it can help. But it's really about choosing how, when, how much of it. So about the role of distraction, what can I do with all that time that I'm spending on distraction or with my handlers? Generally, we are being invited to be distracted from what is good for us or for others, what we are creating that is good for others. It is meant also to distract us from what we are building for ourselves in terms of a higher quality of life. And suffering is here to blind us also, and to be the ultimate distraction, to distort as well, create a lot of distortion. So I find it's very vital for me. It has been to limit distraction in my life. and the spirals of distraction, to resist it, to resist the temptation aspect of distraction, conscious that it is not inviting us to be on our highest timelines, that it is sent for us not to be present for other things, not to attend, not to be there at the right place at the right moment, not to have space for what is important for us, not to be there to protect what is the most precious to us, what is seated in truth. And a lot of engineering is there for certain encounters not to happen. For how many beings have we not met because we were distracted, because we were falling for the distraction that was sent, right? Which prevents you to be at the right place at the right time, definitely. And all of that is also there to distract us from further understanding what really happened in our lives and what is really happening in our lives. It's all about distracting the reels and making them think there is not much more to look for, which of course is one of the main function of the New Age movement as well, which is also one of the biggest spiritual distraction that we are finding out there.